Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh. Well, my music is not coming on. I can't be read to great. Here we go. Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, for your information. I am speaking to you from Redmond, Washington. I want everyone to know that they can access the show anytime by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford live, or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section at the end of the show, and it is available right after the show finishes. You can go back in and listen again if you want to listen to the guests that we have. Now, if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, will get you right in. So just hang in there. We haven't forgot you. We've got several people online already this evening. We have a great guest. You're going to just love Tracy Williams. She's very smart. She's got a great message to share with us this evening. She's going to talk about how we can heal our life with dreams. And we're going to talk about that, and then we will definitely be calling people in to answer questions. So get your question ready, and she's good. She can just tell you what you need to know. But I do think it's so important. Sometimes people say, well, I want to know how to, am I going to meet the love of my life? I mean, yeah, but there are certain things that we all have to do. So get a good question for, you know, and it can be anything. But get specific on what you want to ask. But the more specific you are, the easier it will be for Tracy to help you when she talks to you. But before I bring Tracy in, I want to tell you a little bit about the RBR Network. We are on 7 days a week. I have Monday is my show. It comes on 4:30. That is Pacific Coast time. It's 6:30 Central Standard Time, the Cosmic Contact Show. The I Am Well show is on Tuesday. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. They're all Central Standard. The Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Wednesday is the No Show, and that's at 7 p.m. And then the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that's at 8 p.m. I know that's at 8:30. Sorry about that. Might want to check that out. The Progressive News Weekly show is at 5:30. That is Central Standard Time. And then on Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show, and that's at 1 p.m. And that comes from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. Sounds like a neat place, doesn't it? Also on Friday, the Dream Vision 7 show, that's at 3 p.m., and that's with Deborah Bevay. She's from Boston. And on Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music. That's hosted from Memphis, Tennessee. And then Sunday is, again, the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. Again, this is all Central Standard Time. That comes back, again, from Boston. Well, we do have a lot of people calling in this evening, so remember, when Tracy talks to you, you can ask one question. So get it specific, because we want everybody to be able to get online this evening. But before we bring Tracy in, I want to tell you a little bit about her. I work with Tracy, and I met her at a Northwest Psychic Fair that we both do our readings at. And she's just amazing. We sit next to each other, and that's kind of how we started talking to each other. But she has worked on me. Tracy is an amazing intuitive reader, and she is an energy healer. And she's got keen insight into people's life's problems. She can get the answers really quick to your questions, and so she can help you on your journey to healing. Her business is called Dream Yourself Awake, which offers individualized energetic balancing sessions using polarity and healing touch techniques, as well as dream sessions. Tracy is a level one dream teacher with the Robert Moss Dream School of Dreaming. She'll probably explain some of that. Tracy also enjoys being able to help people in a non-traditional way by offering complementary alternative medicine modalities in her practice. So I'm sure she'll talk about that too. Now, if you have a question, you can call in to 347-838-9142, and it will get you in the moderator. If you want to contact Tracy after this talk, you can go to her website, www.onewithallbeings@gmail.com, or you can reach her at 907-306-8315. Okay, well, let me bring Tracy in and see what's going up. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you today?
Great. Oh, we're so happy to have you on the show again. I mean, you were did so wonderful last time. We just had to get you back. And anyway, Tracy, I know you've got a lot of things you want to share, and since we've got several people calling in, I want you to go ahead and start telling us about the dream work that you said, and there was a several other things. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, and if you get to a point, you can say, do you have a question, and then I will ask you something, okay?
Okay, certainly. So I did want to talk a little bit today about active dreaming. So it's something that is very dear to my heart and is something that I'm involved in teaching as well. And I've learned these techniques of active dreaming from Robert Moss. He's a fantastic author, wealth of knowledge, who actually received the teachings for active dreaming from a dream himself, which is a really great book that he wrote about his experience called Dream Ways of the Iroquois, if anyone would love to go ahead and read that. Another great book, if you're more interested in dreaming after we've spoken about that today, is also called Active Dreaming by Robert Moss as well. And he's got plenty of other books, so there's no shortage of information there. This is just such a really great technique. And so we all dream. So knowing that we all dream, some of us don't always remember all of our dreams, but there are techniques and ways for us to be able to utilize the dreams or the information that we're getting. And there are ways to restart that dreaming if we are not recalling dreams as well, by keeping a dream journal and by, you know, we've already talked, Pam's already mentioned about intention today and having, you know, a really great question started in that intention. And so we can actually use an intention, a nightly intention in a journal base to help us bring forth the dreaming again. And so dreams bring us information. It can be information about our life and our day. It can actually be spiritual information or messages coming from a higher place. And it can also even be visitations. And so what I wanted to talk a little bit about today is some of the ways that we can actually use active dreaming techniques for healing ourselves and for healing other people as well. You know, I do the energy work. I do healing touch and polarity and a few other things as complementary alternative modalities that are helpful along with Western medicine to help people heal and balance. And this is just another way. It's another slightly different way of helping people heal by using dreaming. And when we say dreaming, we mean that we can create dreams ourselves in the awake state, and we can also have night dreams. And so in that way, we can use a shamanic practice to journey into ourselves to find out more information. And one of the things we have coming up at Dream Yourself Awake is actually a workshop on June 12th. It's actually the weekend after the World Day of Active Dreaming. So we have a big event coming up, the World Day of Active Dreaming, that is all over the world on June 4th. There'll be different dreaming happenings going on all over the world, and you'll catch some of those. Some of the things happening might even be in your area. We have dream teachers all over the United States. If you go to the Active Dreaming page on Facebook and like to follow that page, you'll be able to see some of the offerings that are coming up, because we're starting to post those as they come in from dream teachers and dream circles all over the country for June 4th, World Day of Active Dreaming. So we've got this workshop coming up June 12th, which is the weekend after, and the workshop is titled At the Root of Things, Healing Our Connection to the Mother. And so the reason why I chose the root is the root chakra. And what we aim to explore with that is not just our connection to the mother, but the root chakra really helps connect us to our tribe and to our community. And that's what the World Day of Active Dreaming is about. And active dreaming in itself is about is recreating our community through dreaming. So we're rebuilding our community through dreaming. When we were in a tribal setting before we came into cities, dreaming was very important to the people. It was often the way that we received information about where the food was going to be, where we should go hunting, what the group should do as a whole. And it was also thought that if we didn't honor the dreams and the messages that we received, that we would actually lose parts of ourselves, and it would cause illness in the human body. And so with active dreaming, we're aiming to bring that, pull that community back together. So we have a huge community of active dreamers, again, all over the world, not just all over the United States. And starting at the root of things, it's our connection to our community, it's our connection to the mother, it's our connection to our basic needs. With active dreaming, there is a healing component where we can actually take a journey into each chakra. And so that's what we're going to be doing that day on the 12th, is journeying into that chakra to check our connection. How is our connection to the Mother Earth? How is it that we can heal that connection so that we can raise that vibration? What are the things that we need? What are the things that are missing for us in that chakra? Are there things that we are letting go of that we should be holding on to? So exploring all of that within that workshop space, as well as doing some play, because, you know, anytime we do healing work, it can be heavy work, but it doesn't have to be heavy work. And so we like to incorporate play also into the dreaming. Other things that we can use as far as healing for dream techniques, active dreaming techniques, there's something called image transfer, where we may journey to, after we've already journeyed into the chakra for ourselves, we may journey into a chakra for someone else, or even just journey based on a portal that they've given us, an image that they've given us for them to find out information about their question, much like we do with readings. When someone's asking me a question about career or about anything, when they've made that intention, I'm looking forward for them to help them find the answer, to find the clue as to what it is that they can do to make that happen for themselves. And we do that also in dreaming through this image transfer. And we use a drum to journey. So we're using a drum to journey down into that and travel for the other person and bring back an image that they can use for themselves for healing, for their own guided visualization or meditation that will help them bring that energy in that they so very much need. And I think it's an important thing to know that we can do that in that way through dreaming, and that dreams can be so much more than, you know, just the fun pictures that we see at night while we're sleeping. And so do you have any questions about that?
All kinds of questions. So active dreaming, now, is that like lucid dreaming?
You know, it's a little bit different in that we it's similar but different. So lucid dreaming often is seen as something where we're going in and controlling the dream. And really active dreaming is more about being aware or being awake and aware in the dream. And so we can make changes in the dream, but it's not really about controlling the dream. So we still want to be able to have the dream experience, but we'd like to be able to be aware of what's happening in the dream. And actually the best state to have those dreams in is right before you get into the good sleep. So as you're just starting to fall asleep and the pictures are starting to come, that's a really great spot if you can hold that there. It takes a lot of practice for some people,
that's what
including me.
Oh,
but
my gosh, yeah, because we dream enough during the night, all throughout the night, and then in the morning we remember little snippets of it, or unless it's something, I know that our angels want us to make sure that we know, get the information. So when you're taking people, though, on yourself, when you say you do it with drumming, and so I assume you have people are relax down and they're and what do? You pick up on the chakras or
well, if
I'm
teaching them,
sure.
Sure. So what I'm doing is giving direction about where we're going to go. So I've given the class a direction, say we're going to journey into the root chakra, and I'd like you to, you know, often we see or we think of a red color when we're talking about the way that we visualize chakras, but take that out of it, and whatever color your chakra is the color that it is for you today. So we just want to journey into that chakra. There's a landscape there. What does your landscape look like? And so I'm giving this instruction as we're going forward. So just journey in and look and see what your landscape looks like. Who's there? Are there spirit helpers there for you, meaning animal helpers? Which animal helpers are there? Is the landscape dry? Is it too wet? Is there any vegetation at all? Is it light? Is it dark? Is there anything that you think that it needs or that you think that there's too much of? Is it a huge jungle that you can't get through? You know, all of those things, just to take note of those things, which for each one of us it's going to be different, especially even at different chakras and different levels. So when I journeyed into my throat chakra, I had a huge library in there. And our throat chakra is about communication. And so for me, that library was great, but there were things in there that I wasn't sure what they were. And so I had to go back inside that dream of my own dream there to kind of explore that a little bit more and see what else I needed to add there. Did I need to add more structure to it? Was it just too much? And so we're looking at all of those things. So when I'm drumming for other people, I'm actually doing the journey myself. So when we're doing the individual journeys, I'm also journeying into my own root chakra to take a look, to check, to see how it's changed. And so we're using that as a visualization. Now everyone receives information a little bit differently also. So when we come back from the journey, so maybe I've drummed for about 8 to 10 minutes, they come back from that journey, we're asking people to write down as much of their experience as they can remember, and then even draw that experience so that they've got a little bit of a visual for themselves. And then we discuss it and have, as much as people want to share, have a discussion group about what people found there, what they thought they might need, you know, to share, even in a smaller group that way. Go ahead. Oh, it sounded like you had a question. So, we'll move into groups. So smaller groups so that we'll share with each other. So I might pair myself with someone else and I'll still be the primary drummer for the workshop there, but then I will also journey for that person and that person will journey for me and then we'll share that way.
So what you're saying is when you're going in these journeys and you're taking this down this path to see, you know, of what the landscape's like and this and that. So what shows up, then you put this dream light together for them and say, this means this and this is a symbol for that. And is that how you share?
Well, we're sharing what our own experiences of it and what we think it means. And then we can share in the group as to what other people might think it means. But the dream always belongs to the dreamer. So in that way, I'm not saying, okay, oh, well, you dreamt of a coyote, and coyote is the trickster but also the healer. That's my experience of coyote, but it might not be your experience of coyote.
Right.
And so I can say if it were my dream, so if I had that vision of my chakra, then I would say that this would be really great. What coyote is there to do is this, and this is how you can support that, as coyote being the great healer. And coyote tends to trick people into healing themselves. So we might have some things come up like that. That's really useful information and talking about it in the group that the person who initially had their own vision of their own chakra can take back and say, oh, well, that's a really good thought on that. I think I like that thought. I think I'm going to work with that a little bit more. And so it's more about self-discovery necessarily than not necessarily me as I'm a facilitator in workshop. So it's a little different than when I'm reading for people. So when I'm reading for people, often I'm doing a lot of interpreting. But in workshop, we're kind of doing that for ourselves.
Yeah. Well, now, Tracy, when you first started learning this and going into your own dream time, active dreaming, you start doing it, and then all of a sudden you really can remember your dreams, you're more awake in the dream, you're aware that you're dreaming, and you're saying, okay, I'm going to, you know, see what is that what you do? I mean, I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, that's one of the things that starts to happen when you start using the active dreaming techniques. And so one of the first things that we ask people to do when they're new to dreaming is to write down anything that they remember at all in the morning, whether it's a color or a sound or even something you're talking about, snippets, and we do also call them snippets. Not everybody has a full-length, you know, a full-length adventure that they recall in the morning. Even on a regular basis, I don't. I might have one or two of those a week if I have those. Most of mine are snippets also. And sometimes there's nights that I don't recall. I know that I dreamt something, but I don't recall what it is that I dreamt. So just try to keep that journal every night and start by the night before. The intention is, I will remember my dreams. Or you could write any intention. You could even write an intention for healing. I'm asking for a healing dream, which would give you whatever happens that night, the things that are contained within that dream, the components, become something that can be used for you for healing. And so the more that you start to work with the dreaming and the more that you start to journey and doing these guided visualizations and journeys, it actually starts to bring forth more of the dreaming and more of the recall. And you actually can start to be more awake in the dreams. It's like having something that you just haven't used in a while. So anytime you haven't, you know, I don't think I've been on a bike in 10 years, and so I'd be a little rusty when I started. You know, when we were kids, we were remembering dreams all the time. But now that we're adults, not all of us remember our dreams all the time. And so it's just like getting back on the bike. You'd be a little rusty for a little bit, and then it gets better and better until, I wouldn't ever say that dreaming is old hat, but, you know, it's a little bit like that. It comes faster, and it becomes something that is more usable as a tool. Absolutely.
Well, you know, the thing is about our dreams, I mean, boy, if you can figure out your dreams and everything, you've got your information right there. I mean, you're told what to do. When you need help, you can go right to, and if you, you know, say if you need a healing, you know, and then you ask, and then you can recall the dreams, it'll be telling you what to do. I mean, it is I've always heard that our subconscious and our superconscious mind is what brings us our dreams. Anyway, that comes from our guardian angel or ourselves in the subconscious part. Both of them work with us to wake us up. Oh, I've had some few really amazing dreams, and I had dreams, Tracy, where I was very awake in the dream, and I knew that I was awake, and it was because there was a presence there that was talking to me, and I knew I didn't see them, but I knew they were in the room, and we were having this conversation, and as soon as I realized that, I thought, I want to remember every bit of this. And but it was done in such a way that I would know that there was, you know, like I call it my guardian angel was there, you know, wanting to share something with me. And the one thing, when I first moved up here, was the first time I've ever had a dream like that, where I'm dreaming and I'm going in my house, I'm going upstairs, which means I'm going up into my higher consciousness, I understand that. And I walk in a little room and I'm sorting some papers, and over in the corner there's a chair, like a gray chair, and someone starts talking, and I'm looking there, but there's no one sitting in the chair. And then they tell me about, you know, the last time I saw you was blah 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 and this and that, and I'm going, how would they know that? And still no one is there. And and so then I put my full attention on this voice that was speaking, and it said, since you're not happy, we got to get you happy. I just moved up here. I wasn't really happy. I was trying to make adjustments big time. There was a lot of things going on. And it said, you need to play more. You need to play Indian. And after it said that, then I woke up. And I thought, wow. So my angel came to tell me I need to play. And when the Indian thing came about, because I do have a tribe called the Hakawi tribe that I've had since like my sister and I started in 1987. So, and I came up here with the desire to start my tribe up here in the Northwest and get, you know, people to start, you know, joining the tribe and, anyway, doing our tribal fun things together. But anyway, so dreams are awesome. And those kind of dreams, and I've had a couple more where I was very awake and they were talking to me, someone was, and I got to remember it. Have you had dreams like that with your active dreaming?
Yes, absolutely. I've had visitation dreams where someone's come in, someone who's recently deceased, my grandmother would come and visit me. One is particularly in which she was a sparrow that flew right up into the sky past me. And I've had some dreams where I've just been awake and been aware that I was thinking the things that I was thinking as well, which are really can be very powerful, especially when we're connected with symbology and symbology that we're familiar with, or even sometimes it's things we need to look up. And so there's actually a game that we play with active dreaming called Lightning Dreamwork, and it's a quick couple minutes game. And so it's something that I would invite callers, if they're interested in playing that game, to call in with. And so they would just need a dream that they want to talk about, and I'll ask them to tell the dream as if it were a story, and then we can go through a couple of questions about that dream. And what it does is it helps us, for the dreams that seem to us like they're more obscure, or maybe we don't really understand what the message is, it can really help us sort out what it is that we want to know about that dream and to make an action plan for what might help us in the future based on the information we were given.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Let's see if we can get some people to do that. Let's see what... All right. I have had lots of dreams for my sister who passed away in 2010. We had such a strong connection. Many, many times it's come into my dreams, and it's so wonderful when I'm all of a sudden I'm awake, and or I'll wake up and go, oh, Fern was here. She was in the dream tonight. Oh, it's great, you know. And then, you know, other loved ones, too, that have come through. Yeah. So I love that. That is so awesome. It's so amazing. We're so blessed when that happens. So we just got to remember it. Well, we have several people on the line right now. I'm going to bring our first caller in. Ibitar is from Colorado. Let's see. Hi, Ibitar.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
You have a question?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
No, can you hear me okay? I just took my headphones off.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I don't have a dream that I could share. When I was listening to the show, I was trying to decipher, well, am I supposed to ask anything about dreams, or am I supposed to ask about healing, or am I supposed to ask about chakras? So you want us to ask something about a dream?
It could be anything that you'd like to ask about. I just wanted to offer up the lightning dream work for people if they would like to call in about dreaming.
Okay, so what I wanted to ask about was implants. I feel like I have some implants. And sometimes it feels like I have something attached to my hand chakras and my feet chakras. And it feels like I've been having a lot of trouble with the left side of my neck lately.
Okay.
I don't know if it's all connected or not.
Okay. Well, let me just take a look. So one of the things that we look for with the Akashic work actually are implants that can be physical or etheric. And sometimes if we have physical implants, it can be from anything that's happened to us in our current life that is just discordant with the body and needs to be retuned or retoned. And we use D-sharp for that. That's the tone that actually helps retune things. So let me just take a look and see what level those are in, because etheric would be on the auric level. And, of course, physical could be anything. So let me just take a look. Okay, so I was just asking your guides and consulting with the pendulum here for divinatory purposes, just looking at, so I can see your hands and I can see what you're talking about, where it looks like there is, it's almost as if there are little bits of something kind of coming out of the bottoms of your palms. And they're telling me that it's not necessarily a physical or etheric implant issue, but there is something there that is almost like it's waiting to be cleared. So there's a part there where the chakras need to be a little bit more open or spinning more freely. Same thing with the bottoms of your feet. They're sort of left over from something else. It's not necessarily a connection issue, meaning that your connection to groundedness is fine, and that's what I would worry about if I was seeing something extra on the bottoms of your feet or in the palms. It has to do with the way that the energy is running and that there's just something a little bit blocked up there. So let me see if I can key in and help clear that out, or at least ask your guides and angels to help you make that a little bit better.
Okay.
So what I've asked them to do, and what they've helped me to just do, is to visualize that those things that were sticking out in the bottoms of your hands reintegrating into your body in a positive way. So they've been retuned and reintegrated. So hopefully that will start to feel a little bit better. It may take a few days. You actually might have some soreness in your palms or the bottoms of your feet for a few days as that really reintegrates. The issue that I'm seeing that you're talking about with the side of your neck is just a blocked up energy. It actually does not feel, I'm actually getting a no when I'm asking whether it's an etheric, if there is an etheric or a physical implant, and that it's just a blocked up bit right there. Often when we have neck and shoulder things, it can be related to things we're holding on to, but also to our communication center and maybe some things that are left over that we're needing to say that we thought we had already said or thought we had communicated well. People have mentioned we're going into Mercury retrograde. It's a huge, huge communication time. That's when we get to go back and revisit things that we thought we had already dealt with in our lives. So things start to come up for people, and I don't know if you felt more of a amping up with that issue on the side of your neck or whatnot, but let me see if I can get you a little bit of relief there as well.
Okay, it's like, are you looking at the left side? Was it extended like to my shoulder and like my upper, across from my shoulder and my chest?
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely see it on the left. It almost feels like your head's pulled over a little bit, like it's just super tight there and going down the top of your shoulder too. So, okay.
Yeah. It's been very painful.
So what I'm doing is I'm sending you light, some infused silver and gold light into that area to try to help loosen that up and to help free that energy up to move so that you can start to release whatever that is that's there, whether it's stuck in the muscle.
Okay.
So hopefully that will give you a little bit of relief there.
Okay.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was great. Remember, if you want to get in touch with Tracy after this, you can reach her by phone at 907-306-8315, or you can go to her website, www.onewithallbeings@gmail.com. Okay, Tracy, this sounds good. Thank you, Ibitar. And let's move on. We've got several people online. We've got about 25 minutes left here. Let's bring Rose in from New Jersey.
Hello there.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Rose. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
My question is, I've been looking for work and applying for different jobs. What do you see with regards to that?
Okay. Let me just take a look. Are there, how many jobs have you applied for so far?
Oh, many.
Many? Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, just so that I don't get them confused, because I want to make sure that I've got them right, I've got a number one, a number two, and number three. So if you could just be thinking about what will be your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice as I just key in with your guides there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So one of the things that they're showing me is actually that the vibration around you is actually pretty high and clear right now. So even though you've been having what probably feels like a little bit of a hard time with all the job search and everything, you know, the energy is actually really good. The visual that they're giving me is actually a vision of I'm standing in a building, like an office building that is got a little porch to it, but it's across, almost like it's across the river from the city. So you may know someplace near there might be where one of the jobs is that you've applied for, but they're saying that that would be a good choice, something that's just right outside of the city. And the city's got lots of tall buildings. So I'm not sure how close you are to whether it's New York or if it's just a larger city where you're at. But just to think about that or to know that. So I'm also going to ask, how soon will you know? How soon will you receive a job offer from any of the places that you've chosen to apply for? Will that be 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I'm seeing about 3 weeks. You should know something from one of those jobs. Now, as far as an interview for any of those jobs, for say job number one, for your first choice job, when would you be interviewing for that job? Would it be in about 1 week? Would it be in about 2 weeks? So in about 2 weeks. Would the determination on that job be in about 3 weeks? Yes. For your second choice job, will there be an offer for an interview? Yes. Will it be in 1 week, 2 weeks, in about 3 weeks? So the interview wouldn't even be for probably about 3 weeks. Now, is the your first job choice your very favorite one that you've been thinking about that would be a fit for you? Is it in your highest good for that job? Yes. Is there another job that would be a better fit for you as far as any of the other jobs that you've applied for? And I'm getting a no. So it sounds like things will start to really move and shift in about 2 to 3 weeks for you in terms of those jobs. Does that that area that I'm describing, does that seem to fit with any of the places that you've applied for?
Well, I don't know. I go online and I just submit my resume. Whatever I see, I don't know.
Okay. Well, just keep an eye out for that place because that's a good spot. It's got a really nice vibration. And I wouldn't be surprised if something similar that you're able to see once you finally get settled in that place. But so it should just be a few more weeks before you've got a determination on the job that would be your first choice.
I've been temping. I'm wondering if this is a temp job or if this is going to be a regular job with benefits.
I'm getting yes for a regular job with benefits.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. In 3 weeks,
you're welcome.
I'll be hearing something then.
Yep.
All right.
In about 2 to 3 weeks. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Great.
Oh, bye.
I'm excited for her. Yeah. Okay, well, let's go to our next caller. And we have Melba from Virginia.
Okay.
Hi, Melba.
Hello. Well, okay. Well, I don't know, remember my dream, but I do remember I woke up out of my deep sleep to this a piercing sound in my ear. It wasn't even a sound. All I know, it was just piercing my brain, and I felt that it was coming from outside of my window. It was no sound, but there was this piercing, like it was like just a high vibrational sound. And I was wondering, what do you think about that? What do you think that was? Now, it might have been external, but I don't know.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. Excellent. Well, would you mind just going through some questions with me for the Lightning Dream Work?
Sure.
And then I'll give you an if it were my dream, because I've definitely had a similar experience before, so I can give you some insight on that. So playing the Lightning Dream Work, so you've told us the dream. And so if that experience was a dream for you, or it was a story in a chapter, or a chapter in a book, rather, could you give it a title?
The Screeching Zombie.
Okay. And that's an excellent title. And what would you, how would you say, what was the emotion that you felt in hearing that?
It was fear, but more like evil eye, but then curiosity and just, you know, not really. It was fear, but then it was more like, you know, just spying, just looking, you know, the evil eye. But not really so, but just, you know, an intense look, somebody just really intensely looking and surveying something and kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
like looking into a Scorpio's eyes. And it's not that they're, you know, giving you the evil eyes, it's just that intensity around them that makes you kind of like freeze up and be like, and put you at attention when you're talking to them. So,
okay. You know. I do that. I understand. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And then if you could think about, was there anything at all that you recognized from your life? I know you had woken up and you mentioned you'd woken up in your bedroom. But had you ever heard a sound like that before, or is
not
there anything familiar about it at all?
Like that. I mean, okay. The closest thing I could say is like I'm hearing like the dog whistle, but it was higher than a dog whistle because I was trying to listen to the audible sound, but I didn't hear that. All I got was the vibration through my head that, you know, that high beam, that high vibrational sound.
Sound, okay.
Yeah. It's not sound, it's just a vibration. I don't know what it is, but it just pierced my head. So.
Okay. And the next question is, what would you want to know more about the sound? What specifically would you want to know more about the experience?
Just what is the messages or what, you know, what is, you know, what was it for? You know,
okay.
You know, was it a warning or was it, you know, what was the message behind it? Something that I should, you know, just something, was it like an alarm that went off in the heavens or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. And one more question before I give you an If It Were My Dream. Could you see that playing out in the future at any point in waking life?
Yes, I do. I do think it's some type of warning in the sky. I think it's coming from somewhere. And I think
okay.
that it's going to be, I think more and more people is going to wake up to that sound, whereas everybody is going to be jerking up at one time as a collective. You know, at that very moment, everybody's going to be coming out of the bed, looking outside the window, wondering, what is it? God,
okay.
What is that?
Okay, so if it were my dream, and we say if it were my dream because you dreamt your dream, and so gets to stay with you. You own that. That's yours. And so I'm just going to tell you from my perspective if I had had that dream. So if it had been my dream, or if I had dreamt that dream, I would think about the ways that sometimes spirit tries to send us a message, which I know that's something we were talking about, your feeling that it is a message, that tries to send us a message, and sometimes we're not always completely attuned to hear it. And so I would think about that a higher pitched frequency sound, either I was needing to do something to raise my vibration, or I needed to ask whoever the messenger was to lower the vibration so that I could hear the message verbally.
Mm-hmm.
I would also think about that I had a dream a few nights ago where I had a similar experience of someone standing next to me sending a noise like that into my head, and how I made a different noise to counteract it
right.
in that dream. So I would think about that as well. What were some things that I could do to counteract that? But mostly I would think about the messages and how to hear the message completely without it being simply just the sound. And so from my psychic perspective, rather than from the dream perspective, but from the psychic perspective, I would ask in my prayers to have my angels or my guides and guardians change the sound or the vibration of the sound so that I could hear the message.
Okay.
In a dream. So I would ask for that assistance in doing that. And I do think that in talking with you and you're feeling that a lot of people are going to be hearing this, I think that is absolutely true, that they're going to be hearing these things and they're not going to know how to make it so that they can understand
right.
or comprehend
yeah.
what's going on. Yeah,
right.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay.
our next question is, now that you have that information from that dream or from that experience, what would be your action plan? What is something that you might do with that information?
Well, I don't even know what the information is, but it's some type of call for me to do something, and I have to interpret it in my own little way, I guess.
Yeah, and so one thing that I might suggest is that if it were my dream and action plan that I would make would be to, when I was sitting and doing my prayers, to ask my angels and my guides to help me hear, understand the message in that,
right,
to make it so that it's audible for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. The last thing we asked for is a bumper sticker.
Oh.
So we asked for a take-home message, and that's the very end of the Lightning Dream Work. But if you had to say from the experience you're talking about the dream or talking through the dream, what would be your one-liner?
My one-liner would be...
Yeah, like a bumper sticker that you could put on your car.
They're here.
Excellent. Thank you so much for playing the game.
Welcome. No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye.
That's great. They're here. And yes, they are. Okay. Well, that was great. Did you have something you wanted to share?
I did.
Tracy?
Just that, yes, actually, about the Lightning Dream Work, is that's just a quick process that can be done with any dream that anybody has. And if you have someone else to play that game with you, then it can be a really great way to get some insight. And even if you don't have necessarily a player, you can write out the dream that way in that format to see if it helps sort out some more things about the dream that you might want to know. Because often when we're having something that seems like it's, we're recognizing it as a nightmare, but when we have a feeling about it when we wake up, the feeling was not necessarily fear. Maybe the feeling was curiosity. It changes the meaning of the dream a bit for us. So maybe what we were dreaming about wasn't necessarily really a nightmare. Maybe there was something else there for us to explore. And even in nightmares, there are lots of things for us to explore when we're having a bad dream. What is that about? Is there something in that that we can actually turn around and confront whatever it is that's chasing us, if it's a chase dream or whatever it is, and change that energy or turn it around? Because often one of the things Robert likes to say is the biggest dreams are chasing us, and sometimes that's just the thing that we need to do, that we've been not listening to a message for so long that it turns into a nightmare or a chase dream, because the dream is really trying, the message is really trying to come through really hard. And so that can be a really great way to resolve things like that.
Okay. Well, this is very interesting. I love that you're sharing this. Well, let's bring our next caller in. This is Melba. She's from Virginia. Hi, Melba.
Well, I think we just did Melba. Let's bring in.
We did.
Tanika.
I think we were just.
Sorry. I meant Tanika.
That's okay.
Oops, here
Tanika.
We go. From New York. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Getting confused.
Okay.
Hello.
Tanika?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Excellent. What's your question today?
I just would like to know. I wanted to know what you see for me with relationship and marriage and children. There is someone that I had a dream about last night. It's someone that I still have feelings for, and I used to dream a lot about, and now I still dream about sometimes. It feels like it was just yesterday. So I had a dream about him last night, and it felt like we were together. It just felt so familiar. I feel like when I woke up, I felt like I could feel his hand still on me. And then the whole day today, I was just really, really, like, down. It might have to do with my birthday and the Mercury retrograde, but I just really feel like it's going to be that person or something, if that makes sense, but... It's something I really do want in my life, marriage and children. And I had a strong dream about him last night once again.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and take a look. I'm just going to connect in with your spirit guide team. Okay. And so I'm just going to ask, related to the dream, I've got a pendulum out here, and so I'm just doing a little bit of dowsing. So... related to that dream, is that we call it a true dream or a dream of the future? It's a dream of a potential future. I'm getting a yes. When I'm asking if this person is someone that you could potentially have the relationship with again in the future? I'm getting yes. Is there another person that is a better fit for you at this time? No. Is a relationship with this person in the highest good for you? I'm getting a yes. And is a relationship in the highest good for him or for the other party? I'm getting a yes, but is it yes, but not at this time? Okay, so the energy is coming in the future, but it's not necessarily a now energy is what I'm getting from this, from his end. So there's some things that he just needs to tie up on his end before the two of you can sort of come back into being or to have that possibility come into play. So let me see if I can get you a time frame about when that might happen. So in how many, we'll say start with months. So in how many months might it be before this relationship starts to come back into play? When is the energy there for this? Is it 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4, 6? So I'm getting about 5 to 6 months from now. And is this person the person that would be a potential marriage partner? I'm getting a yes. And then is there potential for children within that marriage? Yes. And how many children is there for a potential in this marriage? 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm getting about three children as well. So that's all potential. So in the future, so we're talking about 5 to 6 months before the energy's there for him to be able to be in a great spot for this to be a relationship with you to be in the highest good. So they're letting me know that dream that you had is definitely a future possibility.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's great. You don't need his name or anything.
I'm just keying in on the energy from you. So, and the other party. So, okay.
Oh.
I'm just asking if your guides have any other messages for you related to that. And what they're showing me is just to hold on to your heart and work on that healing energy for right now and healing your own heart, and everything else will come.
Okay. I'll do that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, his birthday's coming up. Mine's September 3rd. His is June 11th.
Coming up. Okay.
But I'm not speaking to him right now. Hopefully he comes back so I can wish him happy birthday. But his birthday has up to 11/11, and I kept seeing that right before I met him.
Wow.
But we haven't spoken in like 2 years. Yeah.
Well, they're saying the energy's still there. So if that's what you're really wanting, which is, I know that it is, put that intention out there. It'll come back to you. He'll come back.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Tanika. That was a great message for her. Oh, my gosh, I know that made her feel good. You know, the thing is, we have to have a belief that good things are going to work out for us. And that's what I love about being able to bring people like you on the show, Tracy, so that you can give these people who've got doubts and worries and concerns and give them some peace of mind. Okay, we've got a couple more people, so we've only got about 6 minutes. Let me bring Wendy in from California.
Okay.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, thank you very much. I recently applied at Kaiser Permanente for a call center position. It was 1 month ago today, and I haven't heard anything. I would also be glad to accept receptionist, you know, accepting co-pays for patients coming in. And 3 weeks ago, I applied for Franklin Templeton Call Center, not heard anything. And 1 week ago today, I applied for another call center job through TRICARE, more of a still a medical insurance environment. Will any one of these three hire me, and will they keep me at least 4 years?
Okay. Let me just take a look.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Okay. So I'm just grabbing the pendulum, and I'm asking about the Kaiser job. Is that a job where you'll receive a job offer from? And I'm getting a no. Will you receive a job offer from Franklin? I'm getting a yes. Will that be a place where they will hire you? And will they keep you for 4 years? I'm getting a possible 4 years. How many years would you be there for if you accepted that job? 1, 2, 3. And so I'm getting about 3 years, not 4. Would you also receive an offer from TRICARE Call Center? I'm getting a yes right now. Is that a place where they will hire you and keep you for 4 years? And I'm getting a no. Would that be 1 year, 2 year, 3 year? So about 3 years. So one thing, I'm going to ask one more question because we're getting about 3 years for both of those. Is that is there something that happens for you that is actually a better opportunity at the 3 year mark? And I'm getting a yes. And so that would be why you might move out of either of those jobs before the 4 year mark that you're hoping for.
That would be beautiful. I'm going to be 65 on July the 6th, and I didn't need to up my Social Security amount. So I'd be happy with 3 years. I could make it on that, especially with a new opportunity. Between Franklin Templeton and TRICARE, where would I be happiest and most comfortable?
Okay. So for Franklin, would that be a job in your highest good? Yes. And would the TRICARE job be? Okay. So I'm getting a yes for Franklin and more of a no for TRICARE. So when I ask in your highest good, what would be the best or the highest vibration environment for you? And I'm getting yes for Franklin and a not so much for TRICARE.
Well, I would be thrilled. Okay. It's been almost a month, and I have not heard one word from Franklin Templeton, though.
Okay. They're telling me the energy. When would you start there? Let's see. How many months? 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So I'm getting about 4 to 5 weeks for that energy to shift there with Franklin Templeton. So when would they be contacting you? It'd be 1 week, 2 weeks for an interview.
Yeah.
I'm getting about 1 to 2 weeks that they might contact you for an interview at that point. I don't know why I'm not really getting why they're being slow about it, but yeah, that's what the energy is popping up with right now. So,
well, that's an excellent company, and they're about 2 miles away from me, and very, very respected company. It would be, they call it TA Associate. So I would be thrilled as long as I would be in a supportive, healthy work environment and they would keep me 3 years, I'd be thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like the energy is in place there right now for that. So I would definitely put that intention out there that that's where you want to be at, and keep on them about a callback.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in, Mindy. You know, if you want to get in touch with Tracy after the show, call her at 907-306-8315 or go to her website.
www.onewithallbeings.com.
Yeah. Is it .com or at gmail.com? How am I getting
it's
Gmail
actually,
on it?
My email is onewithallbeings@gmail.com, but the web page is actually www.onewithallbeings.com. Yeah.
Okay.
So either way,
so
you can get
both,
in contact with me.
Yes. Either way,
yes.
You can get her. Yes. And I know you want to get in touch with her after you've talked to her on the show and in the future. We have one more caller, and I'm going to bring them in. This is Julia from Florida, and then this will be our last caller for the evening. And so here we go. Hi, Julia.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. What can we do for you this evening?
Well, I'm calling to see if a love relationship will be coming into my life. New love.
Hey.
Okay. Just kidding.
New love.
New, yes. I don't want any, you know, coming back from the past type things.
Okay.
Well,
absolutely.
Know, sometimes those come around again. So.
I know sometimes they do, and with that Mercury retrograde energy, you never know who you're going to bump into in the
exactly.
supermarket, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just key in with your guides there. Okay. So – And so I've just grabbed my pendulum, and I'm just asking, is there a new love relationship coming in for you? Yes. And what kind of time frame is that? Is it in, let's go months just to be on the safe side? If it's less than, is it less than 1 month? No. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5, 6, 7. So I mean, I'm getting about 6 to 7 months. So right before the holidays, is it somebody that you already know or have been introduced to? Yes. Is it someone that you've been in a relationship with before? No. So it is somebody new that you've not been in a love relationship with before, but it is somebody that you've already been introduced to at this point. And it's, is it a casual relationship, meaning that you've maybe only met them once or twice? Yes. So it's not somebody that you've spent a lot of time with yet at this point, but it is someone that you've already met briefly, probably just a brief introduction. It may have been at a family party or something like that, at a function.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
And would that relationship be in the highest good for both parties? I'm getting a yes. And is there a potential for that to be a long-term relationship? I'm also getting a yes. So so it would be in a couple months, so 6 to 7 months. So again, right before the holidays, that energy starts to come in more fully. So now I would start thinking about all the things that you want in a relationship, because that you, thinking about all the things that you want is really going to help that manifest more quickly. The relationship and the person, person's already out there, but it'll bring that person to you more quickly and more fully.
Okay. Wow. Well, that was great. Yes, yes, and yes. That's not about that, right?
Right, right.
Well, thank you so much. That was great. That was a quickie.
Yes. You're welcome. Sorry about that.
Okay. It was great. Thank you. You guys have a great night, and thanks for taking my call.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's bring Annie in, our moderator, and see what she's up to. Jim, here you are. Hi, Annie.
Hey, honey. What a great show. Great job, Tracy.
You well,
had so
you.
Many callers calling in, so, but they just have to keep calling back or call you when we have you on again. But I was going to ask... I want to ask. Well, what do you have anything? Is there anything you're seeing for me in this near future?
Sure. Let me just take a look.
I'm all over the map. So.
Well, I was just going to ask you if you've been traveling or if you're planning on traveling. So what I'm seeing behind you right now actually is another, it's another city almost, but it's not, it's another city with water. You know, I talked about a city earlier, but this is a brighter city. So it's not as dark and dense as far as the energy. There's green trees and things like that. So I can see that coming in for you. So when I'm asking with the pendulum, how soon would a trip there be? Would it be 1 month, 2 months, 3 months? In about 3 months, so over the summer, a jaunt to the city. And is it a place that's more north from you? No. Is it a place that's a little bit south of you? Yes. So it's south of your current location? Yes. So traveling to a city, is it for business? And I'm getting a no. Is it for fun? Yes. And so there's something important about having that that play time to have this fun trip for you. Go ahead.
Maybe I'm going to the beach. I don't know. I was thinking Hawaii. Hawaii would be nice.
No, it would be nice. This is actually, and it's. I'm getting that it's not Hawaii. It's a. It's more of a drive, a place where you could drive to from where you're at right now.
Okay.
And it is a city where there's a river that's kind of coming through it. So it's not necessarily ocean, but is it near the ocean? I'm getting a guess. So it still would be close enough for you to go to the beach at that point.
Okay.
So if you've been thinking about it or got something in the works, the energy's there for that for sure.
Okay. And what about financial? You see any financial freedom?
Okay. Of course, when you ask financial freedom, the pendulum swinging yes for that. And
oh,
so
good.
let's get a time frame for that. When are things going to ease up as far as finances, so that more abundance is coming through financially for Annie? Is that 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 3 to 4 months, so about the same time as the trip?
Okay.
So right around there. Okay.
Okay.
Things will start to free up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
I'm sure.
Yes, my son's getting married at the end of July, so I'm going to be ready.
Okay, well, there you go. Where are you traveling for that?
Reasons. Oh. Well, I'm not, but I'm thinking, I need, my anniversary is coming up May 12th, and so we were just talking about that, because we're going to be celebrating 31 years. So,
wow, congratulations.
I was like, well, maybe we should just wait till after the wedding and go somewhere. So maybe we're going to. That would be great.
Yep. Definitely some much needed playtime.
Yes.
Have fun.
Definitely. It's going to be way past 2 by the end.
Yep.
So, okay. Well, thank you, honey. What great information.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
That was great information. Well, Tracy, you are so amazing, honey, and I love what you shared, and I love how you can tap in to our spirit guides and get information for us. It's amazing. You have an awesome ability, a gift that you've been given, and you know we want to get you back on the show again, and we'll get you on again before you do the, is it in July when you're doing the dream thing? Did you say July?
June 12th. Yep.
Okay, well, yeah, let's get you back on again around that time, so or before that, so you can tell everyone about it, because I didn't know anything about that, but that sounds like something that would be very interesting to,
well, thank you.
To
yeah, we're,
learn more about.
And I'm hoping to have an event happening, a free event on June 4th, so we're just working on setting that up right now and looking for a space for that, but to do some dream theater in the park. So there'll be more information about that on the website at the www.onewithallbeings.com probably in about a week or so. Yeah, to do some act. We actually, with dreaming, we can act out dreams to do similar things as the lightning dream work and to get more information about them. So it becomes more of a play shop than doing any work. It's super fun. Super fun, and people work as the oracle because the people become the parts of the dream. So we're casting people as parts of the, in someone's dream. So look forward for that.
That does sound like it'd be fun. Okay. Well, all right, everybody. I want to thank everyone that called in this evening. And once you have a great week, be sure and check in again next Monday for to hear our new guests that will be coming on. And thank you again, Tracy, and we will talk
thank
to you,
you
soon. Okay. Have a great week.
Thank you.